Kaburi. Maya Asomoka.
Le Sunless Airwaves and the surrounding areas on 94.9. We are Kombon Radio.
Entrepreneurs deserve more than ordinary banking. The Access Bank Diamond Business Advantage account is designed for SMEs, the driving force of the economy. It brings you seamless digital payments, smarter cash management, and the kind of support that keeps your enterprise moving with confidence. From the first step of your journey to every milestone ahead, this is the account that puts strength and simplicity at the end of your business. Call 202 or visit any of our branches to open an account today. Access Bank, more than banking.
Chancellor alarmed by rising crime involving school pupils. Historic Africa-led HIV vaccine trial begins in South Africa. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Lima Wada Councillor in Lusaka's Amatero constituency, Daniel Mwewa, has raised a serious concern over rising levels of criminal activity in his ward, saying the trend is leading to the destruction of public infrastructure. Speaking in an interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Mwewa described the situation as increasingly alarming, noting that school-going pupils are among those involved in illicit activities. The councillor says some pupils are scaling school fences to engage in criminal acts, a trend he wants is a compromising their education, future and overall well-being. Mr. Mwewa adds that the growing involvement of children in crime poses a serious threat not only to their safety but also to the wider community. He has since called on parents, schools, law enforcement and the community leaders to work together to address the root causes before it is too late.
Yes, I think of late, we experienced quite a number of incidences that criminal incidences at George Primary School, which has resulted to damage public infrastructure. I think the third part is that the people involved, some of them, it is reported that the people themselves are part of the criminal gangs which are found within the community. I think just last week, about three people were named to be among the group. So what is there now is that the recently constructed one by Focus on Growth, that is under TPO, is all the window things I think are full. The other blocks, I think the other blocks, 2,000 to 9, I think all the window things are gone.
The Chongwe Municipal Council says it has continued to mobilize resources for the completion of the new modern market at the Chongwe Showground area. Council Public Relations Manager Cecilia Msonda says that the market project costing over 22 million kwacha is aimed at improving the trading environment for local traders in the district. She disclosed that more than 7 million kwacha from locally generated resources, the Constituency Development Fund, and support from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development has so far been spent on the superstructure, steelworks, and the ablution block. Mrs. Msonda, as at the council, is working to mobilize additional resources to ensure the project is completed quickly and that our traders are accommodated in a decent and organized environment.
As the local authority continues to mobilize resources for the completion of the new modern market at Chongwe Showground area, other peripheral infrastructures, including the ablution block, are moving steadily ahead of the project. The market project, which is costing over 22 million kwacha, is aimed at improving the trading environment for the local traders in our district. With over 7 million from locally generated resources, CDF, and support from the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, which have been spent on the superstructure, the steelworks and ablution block, the local authority hopes to mobilize more resources to quickly support the completion of the market project in order to ensure that all our traders are well accommodated in a decent trading environment. Once completed, the new modern market will house over 2,000 traders across the district.
Musakanya village headman in Mukushi Zamunsa Kamba Ward, Shadrick Mulasa, has expressed a concern over delays in the construction of Chiswa Primary School. In an interview with Kombon Radio News, Headman Mulasa said that although the contractor has delivered all the necessary equipment, there has been no visible progress on the ground within the expected time frame. He has since urged authorities to take the matter seriously, noting that the delay is negatively affecting pupils who currently walk about 7 kilometers to access the nearest school. Nakonde District Commissioner Mavela Sikapizye has warned the residents of Nakonde and surrounding areas against engaging in illegal mining activities following the recent discovery of gold in Amovo village. Mr. Sikapizye warned that anyone found undertaking mining operations without a proper documentation will face the law. He urged residents not to rush into gold mining unless they have acquired the necessary permits, and encouraged cooperatives and interested groups to follow legal procedures through relevant authorities. The district commissioner further revealed that police recently apprehended 16 people for conducting illegal mining at the newly discovered site. Meanwhile, Muchinga Province UPND coordinator Frederick Chumea has appealed to residents to adhere to President Hakainde Hichilema's directive on mining activities, saying this will help bring sanity to the sector. The newly discovered gold site brings the number of gold mining